nothing but real love. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's Mary J. Blige. I just wanted to breathe my name in the same sentence with Mary J. Blige.
The music is on 10 today.
We try to keep it 100 on the Maggie Dawn Show. I keep joking. Dear Vice President Harris, you are welcome for the suggestion of using Beyonce's Freedom for your walkout music. I've been doing that on the show for a while now. But yeah, I'm Maggie Dawn. Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network coming to you live from downtown Chicago at the United Center. It's the 2024 Democratic National Convention. I am so happy to be here. It's like I had been holding my breath for a really long time, right? And I've been waiting to exhale, to borrow some art from another fabulous black artist. Been waiting to exhale, got through the RNC in Milwaukee. Here we are. What a moment. I'm joined by three fabulous guests, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, Ann Jacobs, Wisconsin Delegate and Chair of the Elections Commission, and Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy, part of the DNC Rules Committee. Kelvin, if you can, I think let's take a little bit. We've got, I think, two or three cuts from Biden's speech last night. I want to start with the cut of Joe Biden being optimistic. Kelvin, if we've got that sound, let's take a listen now. This is Joe Biden last night at the DNC.
I can honestly say I'm more optimistic about the future than I was when I was elected as a 29-year-old United States Senator. I mean it.
Now that's a thing right there. Do you concur? I've never felt this optimistic. Even when Barack Obama was elected and I cried like a baby, I feel more optimistic now. What about you, Marcelia?
Oh, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
You just breathe in and exhale and you finally feel like we can do this and we can do it together.
Yes.
The way the party, we're such a big tent, the way we've coalesced behind our nominee, I mean, I'm younger, I guess, but I've never seen it in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's exciting and it's enthralling and it's hypnotizing. And I've been speaking to voters left and right, and there's no doubt about it. They'll be voting for Kamala. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, and it's not just the style points, right, which Vice President Harris and Governor Walz get up and down, right? They nail on the style and the delivery, but they also back it up with substantive policies that will help the middle class, that fundamentally will change this economic system so that it works better for working people.
And that's just the thing. VP Harris has been the perfect messenger for the experience that everyday Americans are going through today. She wants to put more money into the pockets of the middle class. She's letting us know the rent is too damn high. She's letting us know the groceries are too high. Student loan debt is too high. Healthcare costs are too high. And that we need to take care of our people and not big businesses. Enough yes. with the trillionaire tax cuts.
Yes.
And more, let's put money into the pockets of people, the mothers, the students, the folks who are starting to raise their families so that we can be the America we know we can be.
Well, I want to follow up on what you just said about students. My kids are so excited yes. about Kamala in a way that they just weren't with Joe Biden. And my 20-year-old son particularly is like, have you seen her latest TikTok?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, no, dear. Would you like to share it with me? But, you know, his enthusiasm for it, he's so excited. And, you know, to see a 20-year-old kid be excited about an election, it they've really got their fingers on something with the youth. Yeah. And I don't know what that magic secret sauce is that they're putting on their campaign, but it's working.
Yeah, they are slaying on the twit.
Oh,
that
so
is
good.
For sure. Let's take another listen. This is Biden telling us that he's left it all on the field for America. This is Joe Biden last night. Kelvin, let's take that cut next.
Let me know in my heart when my days are through, America, America, I gave my best to you.
I don't know about you guys, but like it still makes me choke up when I hear him say that, because there is no sharper contrast, is there, Brian, than that man whose family has given so much to the country.
Wow.
Right? And he has given so much of himself, who did the most humble and selfless thing than any politician can do. And what a contrast that draws with the MAGA cult leader.
Yeah, I mean, he has gone through so much loss in his life and has really, you know, taken that loss and fueled essentially another opportunity to go serve other people. I mean, it really, I got a little choked up last night too during that speech. But I look at his presidency and what he has accomplished. I mean, in 4 years' time, he has invested so much in the future of this country, not just preparing Kamala Harris to take over as our next president, but also just the way that he has rebuilt bridges and roads and infrastructure. I mean, $100 million has been spent by the federal government in Glendale alone.
Yes.
I mean, we're a city of 13,500 people, and $100 million has been invested in multiple bridges rebuilt, a highway reconstruction, multiple roads, upgrades to the water utility. I mean, you name it, the federal government has given us so much money to do all of these investments in infrastructure that's going to last for decades. So he really did leave it all in the field. And it is going to be evident in all of our communities when you see all the things that have been built with money that Joe Biden sent out to our communities.
Yeah, it's so true. I also think just the honesty and the engagement about how we need to protect our economy through investments in climate and technology. Right, like that's how you ensure that we have an economy that will continue to work and work for all and be robust. Last cut from Joe Biden I wanted to take it, and Anne, I'd like to ask you about this one because this was one of my favorite moments from last night. Kelvin, let's give us that last Biden cut, please.
Selecting Kamala was the very first decision I made when I became our nominee. And it was the best decision I made my whole career.
And your reaction to that moment?
Oh, he's lifting her up. Yeah. It takes such a strong character, such a strong person to give of yourself and not qualify it in any way.
What a moment.
Warms my heart.
Yeah, what a moment. Thank you, Ann Jacobs, lawyer, chair of the Election Commission, Wisconsin delegate, and Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale. Thanks so much. I'm Maggie Dawn, folks. We're going to be back after we take care of our top of the hour business. You're listening to Civic Media's special live coverage from downtown Chicago here at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Don't go anywhere.